It's the Onion Bags 2007 Cuppa America podcast with your hosts, Duffman and Spectre.
Previously on Cuppa America.
¿Qué momento se puede definir todo? Aquí se puede acabar. Aquí se puede acabar. Allá viene Juan. ¿Qué momento para Juan? Juan, Juan. ¡Gol! Brasil es el campeón 41 de la Copa América que se disputó en Perú.
Welcome to the Onion Bag Podcast. 12 teams compete in the Copa América. 10 from South America, and 2 invited nations. This year's invitees are the perennial Mexico and the United States. The competition is divided into 3 groups, which put 8 teams through to a knockout stage. Last time out, in Peru, Brazil beat Argentina in a penalty shootout thriller. This year, the tournament will be held in that socialist utopia, Venezuela. Join us then as we cast our untrained eye over the runners and riders parading the paddock.
Group A. Venezuela. Head coach.
Richard Páez.
Star player.
Striker Fernando de Ornales plays for Norwegian club Odd Grenland, which makes him a star in our book. The boss's son, Ricardo Páez, is likely to be an ever-present in the squad.
Prediction.
Venezuelan club football scored a notable victory in the Copa Libertadores when Caracas returned from Buenos Aires with a 1-0 win over the mighty River Plate. They've been placed in a host-friendly group and will feel that they have a chance of winning their first match in this competition for 40 years. Yes, it really is that bad.
Kiss.
Red. Red wine. Stay close to me. Sort of like Arsenal from 2 seasons ago, only without the naked capitalism. Proper.
Uruguay. Head coach.
Oscar Tabárez.
Star player.
Diego Forlán and Walter Pandiani. But will they travel, though?
Prediction.
Always a tough proposition, Uruguay. If their European-based players turn up, they could be outsiders.
Kiss.
Should be in black and white to recapture the glory years of the World Cup in the 1930s, but as it is, pale blue will suffice. Proper.
Peru. Head coach.
Julio César Uribe.
Star player.
Alas, Nobby Solano will not be travelling to Venezuela. Doubts must also remain over Bayern Munich striker Claudio Pizarro, who has just signed for Chelsea, although God knows why. 34-year-old Roberto Palacios is a goal-scoring midfielder who has 177 caps, believe it or not.
Prediction.
Guaranteed to walk away with the best kit award. You can't beat a good sash.
Kiss.
As above, white with a red sash. 1978 and all that. The mere sight of it warms the heart of every right-thinking Englishman. Very proper.
Bolivia. Head coach.
Erwin Sanchez.
Star player.
Jaime Mourinho, at the time of writing, was about to become the all-time leading scorer in MLS.
Prediction.
Bolivia are a tidy outfit, which, like most South American teams, are easy on the eye. That's about it, really.
Kiss.
Based on someone dipping themselves into a vat of green paint while wearing a sports bra. Most improper.
Group B. Brazil. Head coach.
The immortal Dunga.
Star player.
Ronaldinho and Kaká are not going. So take your pick. Diego, Alfonso, Wagner Love. Plus there's Baptista, Ed Nielsen, Gilberto Silva. The bag will go for Man United's new signing Anderson. Jaw-droppingly good.
Prediction.
If the footballing gods smile, Brazil will meet Argentina in the semi-final. From there, who knows?
Kiss.
Yellow, the colour of sunshine and tired romantic clichés. Very proper.
Mexico. Head coach.
Hugo Sanchez.
Star player.
Former Bolton legend, Jared Borghetti, is probably not their star player, but he is the current top scorer. And he does look like he advertised an obscure men's hair product, only available in German Street, London.
Prediction.
The Mexicans are guests in the Copa America. As such, they never win. It's just not done.
Kiss.
As it has been, so it shall always be. Only Mexico and Plymouth Argyle can get away with wearing green. Let down somewhat by those red flashes, though. Proper.
Chile. Head coach.
Nelson Acosta.
Star player.
Red Bull Salzburg's Jorge Francisco Vargas is the Chilean captain.
Prediction.
It's a far cry from Zamorano and Salas, frankly. I wouldn't expect much. We'll probably reach the final, then.
Kiss.
Unconvincing red with white flashes. Improper.
Ecuador. Head coach.
Luis Fernando Suarez.
Star player.
Even Caviedes was described by former Crystal Palace boss Ian Dowie as a god in Ecuador when he signed him for the Eagles. Palace fans will tell you that the striker moved in pretty mysterious ways, even for a deity. He was gone shortly thereafter. Still, he's a potent force for the Ecuadorians, with a penchant for wearing Spider-Man masks when he scores.
Prediction.
Recently drew 1-1 with a Republic of Ireland team that featured an amateur player and Kevin Kilbane. No chance.
Kiss.
Yuck. Deep yellow with a blue shoulder and all other kinds of crap going on there. Most improper.
Group C. Argentina. Head coach.
Alfio Basile, or as he's known in England, Alfie Bass.
Star player.
Tricky one, this. Both Hernan Crespo and Carlos Tevez have expressed a desire to play, but Coach Bass has built a squad of domestic-based players only. He spent extra training time with them and is unlikely to want to risk unbalancing or disrupting his players with Europeans.
Prediction.
All down to that potential semi-final with Brazil. The winner takes it all. Mamma mia. Voulez-vous. Aha.
Kiss.
Blue and white stripes. For an Englishman, the sight of it instills traumatic flashbacks of 1986 and Terry Fenwick. Very proper.
Paraguay. Head coach.
Gerardo Martino.
Star player.
Oscar Cardoza plays for Newell's Old Boys in Argentina. He's a big fella and he scores goals. Last seen carrying a Paraguayan Scouse Paraguayan phrasebook.
Prediction.
There is something a bit mid-table about Paraguay. Like Manchester City, their players are waiting for a big club to come along. Or for Joey Barton to show them his arse, stab them in the eye and walk out. Whichever comes first, really.
Kiss.
No argument with red and white stripes. Very proper.
Colombia. Head coach.
Jorge Luis Pinto.
Star player.
Juan Pablo Angel, I guess.
Prediction.
Colombia will be keen to assert themselves despite their lack of big stars. The days of Higuita, Asprilla and Valderrama have passed. However, Colombia will want to make an impact since they plan to bid for the 2014 World Cup and will face the USA in their group, which promises to be a highly charged encounter.
Kiss.
Ugh. Most improper.
USA. Head coach.
Bob Bradley.
Star player.
Landon Donovan is the undisputed golden boy of US soccer. After David Beckham, of course.
Prediction.
The US will have just finished competing in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, so will either be knackered or right on it. Also, it's mid-season in the MLS, so how many of their top stars will travel is in question. Still, they didn't have to come, so they must be keen to play. The bag just hopes their match against Colombia doesn't end up in a gangland shooting. Again.
Kiss.
For a supposedly brash and gaudy nation, the Gringos can be very traditional in their sports kits design. Theirs is a white shirt with a single blue and red stripe. Like Crystal Palace in the early 70s, only narrower and to the side. And without Don Rogers. Proper. The tournament will be shown in Blighty on Sky Sports. The time difference will prove to be a godsend for insomniacs and the terminally unemployed, as it will make a refreshing alternative to those dismal overnight quiz programmes. You can keep up to date with the scores on the Onion Bag's Copa America pullout, as soon as we wake up and check the scores on the telly ourselves.
Alfio Basile, or as he's known in England, Alfie Bass. I'll read that again. Alfio Basile, or as he's known in England, Alfie Bass.
Star player.
Tricky one, this. Both Hernan Crespo and Carlos Tevez have expressed a desire to play, but Coach Bass has built a squad of domestic-based players only. He's... Right. Tricky one, this. Both Hernan Crespo and Carlos Tevez. Okay, right. Take three. This is it. This is the final. Sorry. Okay. Swig a beer. Beer will stop the laughter.
Tricky one, this. Both Hernan Crespo and Carlos Tevez have expressed a desire to play.
I can't. I'm going to have to skip the bass. It's going to have to be Basile, because I can't do it without saying it. I'm just going to laugh whenever I say it. Dead, turn around. Face the wall. I'm going to have another go at the star player.
Tricky one, this. Both Hernan Crespo and Carlos Tevez have expressed a desire to play, but Coach Bass has built a squad. But Coach Bass has...
What's wrong with me? Am I a freak or something?
But Coach Bass has built a squad of domestic based players only. He spent extra training time with them and is unlikely to want to risk unbalancing or disrupting his players with Europeans.
Only three more to go. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.